Mushers and fans gathered over the weekend to celebrate the completion of the 2016 Yukon Quest in Whitehorse. As KUAC's Molly Reddig reports, the event was highlighted by awards and stories from the trail.
About a dozen Tlingit dancers paraded onto the stage in fur, feathers, and traditional clothing to congratulate Hugh Neff for winning the Yukon Quest. They thanked him for mentioning Alaska's native people when he came across the finish line first. Neff was impressed.
I'm a native at heart and I'm a wolf at heart, so it was like a dream popping out of my heart that I got to see flowing around me.
The 48-year-old Toke Musher is a longtime Quest veteran. Throughout the race, he repeatedly acknowledged Alaska natives such as George Atla and John Baker for teaching him how to mush and for producing his line of dogs.
I really take pride and am honored to be running dogs that are, you know, created by some of the greatest dog minds in the world. I'm just lucky enough that all I have to do is play with them and love them.
In a speech to the crowd, Neff said he runs the Quest every year to race against himself. This year's Yukon Quest contained the usual excitement of a 1,000-mile sled dog race. There were midnight chases, moose attacks, miles of bumpy jumble ice, broken sleds, and an epic storm.
Stories. We all have stories.
Third-place finisher Alan Moore talked about an upgrade he had made to his sled that backfired. He wanted to add some extra stopping power to go down Eagle Summit, so he rigged up a system to lower chains onto his runners with a string. It was working fine until he encountered knee-deep overflow on a creek and had to sit down on the back of his sled.
When I did that, I didn't realize that I stuck my foot through this cord. And now something's got me hogtied, and I'm going through this water. And now I turn over in the water. And laying in the water with the sled over sideways, and my dog's turned around and just looking at me. What are you doing?
Runner-up Brent Sass won 4 ounces of gold for being the first musher into Dawson. Sass, Neff, and Moore have chased each other for years. At one point, early in the race, they stopped at a trail cabin to rest around the same time.
Just sitting there, you know, staring at each other, going, okay, what's your next move going to be?
He said it was fun competing against friends.
It's amazing you can be in such a competitive sport and such a competitive atmosphere and be joking around with the guy that you're like, really want to beat.
Japanese musher Yuka Honda said she was happy with her 9th place finish. It carried a special significance.
Yeah, this time I was just thinking about my mom so much because she just passed away.
Her mother asked her to run the Quest again because it had been a dream of Honda's for so long.
I try for my mom this time, so kind of special this year.
On the Yukon Quest Trail in Whitehorse, I'm Molly Reddig.